happy to be joined now by Kurt Larson, soccer reporter for the Toronto Sun. And Kurt, thanks so much for this. And we're talking about Kurt's story in the Sun over the weekend. Toronto FC deserves better treatment in hockey mad city. And I want to start the whole thing here, Kurt, by stating that I'm a soccer guy. Like, I enjoy soccer. Maybe it arrived on my sporting plate late in life because I only started really paying attention when I started working on Fox Soccer News, which was about 5 years ago. But I love it. And I can't get enough of Sebastian Giovinco. He's unbelievable. And the hat trick over the weekend was spectacular. And he is one of the best athletes we've ever seen in this city. But that being said, I don't know if I agree that we're not doing enough or that there's some sort of agenda against Toronto FC to keep them out of the national spotlight. I think it's a growing sport, and certainly part of the problem with Toronto FC is that right out of the gate, there were so many missteps and they just did not capitalize on so much attention that arrived when the franchise arrived down at the new stadium at BMO Field. But yes, your contention is that there's just not enough being done to put them in the forefront by the media, I assume.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks a lot for having me on. I couldn't write that column and then not come on your show once you offered Toronto season time on your radio station. And then also you and Jeff Blair do a good job, or at least one of the better jobs of trying to get soccer in the spotlight in Toronto City. So credit where credit's due. But, I'd have to disagree with you, obviously, based on what my column was about. And it wasn't so much about Toronto FC, you know, should be on the level of the Toronto Blue Jays and the Maple Leafs and even the Raptors at this point, you know, three teams with history and a history of success at certain points, and teams that are really, like I wrote, woven into the fabric of this city. But at the same time, you look around on Saturday night, 27,000 fans. TFC is going to have 30,000 fans there 2 weeks from now against Montreal. That game's probably going to get 300 to 400,000 views on TV on TSN as it's two Canadian teams playing each other. I look around and I just wonder if the coverage is what it should be based on how exciting Toronto FC is and the success they're having now and the interest that I think is there in the city if you give it a chance.
Now, I don't know what we're talking about tangibly there, and that's part of what I'm trying to figure out as well. Like, what are we actually physically talking about? Is it, like, longer highlight packs, more time on Sportsnet Central? Is it radio we're talking about? Like, what is the crux of the argument when we're actually talking about something we can actually measure?
I think it's suppressed in a way where you look on a Sunday morning, say, and, you might see two of Giovinco's goals from a 4-1 win, but at the same time, you're not seeing stuff out of LA or out of Seattle or out of these big markets who have good players in Major League Soccer and players who should be showcased. But meanwhile, you do see highlight packages from other Major League Baseball games and other sports, and I just don't know if TFC and MLS receive the attention it deserves. And like I said, I think the sport's growing, and then I think other sports that might be shrinking receive more attention. For whatever reason, I think some of those reasons might be sinister and others might disagree, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's what I want to get to, because I love that line in your column that something sinister might be taking place, that it's some sort of agenda that might be the reason behind the suppression of the attention towards Toronto FC. Like, what are we getting at there?
Honestly, I think that there are certain, you know, major pundits in this city, big-time columnists, big-time TV personalities, and don't ask me to name them because I'm not going to. I'm not going to call people out on this radio show, who would rather dismiss the game and dismiss Toronto FC than learn about it, than take in an extra game than they have to. And it's easier just to dismiss. I mean, there are people at your network that do a really good job, as I pointed out. John Molinaro is one of them, does an excellent job covering Toronto FC.
Oh, and you know he's weighing in on Twitter while we're doing this as well. He's already been tweeting me like seven times today.
Yeah, but let me finish. I mean, there are also people, and I'm sure that you might know what I'm talking about, that are more than happy to go and talk about TFC during the bad times and make fun of them and eviscerate them when the times are bad. When times are good, you don't hear anything. And I think that's sinister.
Yeah, well, okay. The times have very rarely been good. Made playoffs for the first time ever in the history of the franchise last year and got blasted in Montreal in an embarrassing effort, frankly.
Very fair. And that's why I wrote that in my column. And that TFC and MLSC have done everything they can to kill and suppress Major League Soccer in this city. You know, tons of managers, disappointing results, getting crushed in Montreal last year. But at the same time, they've built the team back up now, I think, and they've made some good hires, and they've spent a lot of money to try and grow the game here and grow interest in the team. I think it's working to a certain point. I think, you know, the media formulates people's opinions, and at a certain point, I think it's fair to give them the coverage they deserve, and I don't think they're getting it.
See, okay, now I will push back a little bit on that point. I do think it's a give and take, and it's not that the sporting conversation is entirely formed by the media, and it's not that it's entirely taking its cue from the public. I think there's, you know, times where both are affecting the other. But I will tell you, if Toronto FC was the biggest story in the city and people cared about it more than the Blue Jays, more than the Leafs, more than the Olympics, you'd be fired if you went on the radio station and didn't talk about it. Or you put a sports highlight show together and you didn't have 5-10 minutes of Toronto FC in an hour-long show, right? Like, there's, yes, maybe it's if I'm going to go down that road a little bit with you, and I'm still not sure I am, that maybe it's suppressed a little bit more than the public is demanding. Maybe that's true, but it's not like a massive gulf. Would you at least agree on that point?
Sure. I mean, put it this way. The Jays and Leafs and Raptors, they deserve 90% of all the interest here, just based on TV ratings, based on interest, based on history. But I still think there's room for soccer to get that 10%. Right now, you know, arbitrarily, they're getting 2%. I don't think that's right. And like you said, for me, it's smaller margins, a little bit more TFC. I think they deserve that. But what you said also, I think, is something that I got to share with you about. Jonathan Osorio told me after the game on Saturday night. I asked him, I said, are you guys getting the attention you guys deserved? Are you guys getting the coverage you deserve? You know, he kind of pushed back a little bit too and said, it's up to us to make ourselves the number one story in the city. And we haven't done that yet. I thought that was a fair comment. I think at a certain point, you got to say it's TFC's, it's on them to make people want to come out and watch and make people cover them.
Talking to Curt Larson, soccer reporter for the Toronto Sun. Yeah, that's what I wanted to get to next, because yes, they won 4 straight. They're a point out of first in the Eastern Conference. Maybe they're the favorites to reach an MLS Cup final for the first time in their franchise's history, despite the fact they've never won a playoff game before, and they've only played in one, and again, lost in Montreal last year. The 4-game winning streak, the longest in the history of this franchise, which is unbelievable as well. But say they do go on an incredible run, make an MLS Cup. Hey, win an MLS Cup this year. Maybe we start to see that sea change next year when, okay, there's not couching of, oh, well, it's Toronto FC. We've seen them be in kind of relatively positive situations before and then cough it up at the end of the season or come playoff time. Maybe we're just starting to see the build right now, Kurt.
We might be starting to see the build right now, but I also think it's tough for Major League Soccer to build that because the parity in the league is that, which Major League Soccer doesn't really want teams to be superpowers. And that's kind of the hard part that TFC is going through, is that no matter what they do, they're still going to be very close with the rest of the teams in the Eastern Conference. And it could come down to one game in the playoffs, and everything is, you know, it's the margins are so tight. Whereas I think it's hard to actually build that momentum. At the same time, if they did win an MLS Cup, I'm not so convinced that you would see the kind of coverage that I'm talking about or that I want, because it seems every time TFC does something well or an MLS team does something well, you know, you'll have pundits come out and say, well, it's still minor league soccer.
Right.
So that's what happens then, is TFC starts doing well, and then people come out and say that, well, the league isn't that worth watching. So, you know, I think that's wrong. I think Giovinco is great. I think if you look at players around the league, Simon in Montreal, Dos Santos in L.A., there's tons of players in this league that are worth watching, and you know, I thought it was a conversation worth having, so I wrote that column.
Yeah, and I appreciate you doing that. It's a content creator. I enjoy having the conversation. But yeah, that's, I think you touch on what I wanted to get to next, and it, yeah, there is a belief that, well, it's not the EPL. Yeah, it's not La Liga. It's not Serie A. It might be the best professional league on this continent, depending on how you stack up the Mexican league against Major League Soccer. But yeah, I think maybe that's part of the change as well, because that, I feel like, is still not just in this city maybe and in this country, but the feeling in Europe is that Major League Soccer is a minor league, and that's understandable because, yeah, the best leagues in the world are over there. But I think part of what would help Major League Soccer is if they got away from the things that made headlines years ago, and maybe they are starting to do that, and Sebastian Giovinco does not fall under this category, is guys who flamed out. They're old. They're on their last legs trying to get a last paycheck, try to sit in a beach in Florida somewhere, collect a massive paycheck, play once a week for a Major League Soccer franchise, and their best years are well behind them, but they're a big name and they arrive in Major League Soccer. I think that would be a big part of Major League Soccer moving away from this minor league mentality.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to take in there that you just said, and part of it, you're right. At the same time, you see why Major League Soccer is trying to do that by bringing in guys like Frank Lampard and Steven Gerrard, even Didier Drogba and these guys, because while they're trying to focus on building the game here and the quality of the game, they're also focused on eyeballs and how can we get TV numbers. And so there's this give and take where they have to bring in these stars they feel so that team, you know, people in New York City, which is just saturated with sports, will actually tune into a New York City FC game. While maybe people in Toronto or other markets who I would call maybe more sophisticated MLS fans are okay watching the Nacho Piattis in Montreal and these guys who are just very, very good players who might not be names worldwide. You know, I think in Europe, at least, I don't know if they call it as much minor league, MLS minor league in Europe as we do here. I think we're so self-defeating.
Oh, really? You don't think so?
I mean, maybe in England, but you wouldn't believe the agents I talk to and the GMs I talk to. The players want to come to Major League Soccer. They want to. Young players, good players, they want to come to this league. I think we're very self-defeating here in knocking our own league, and we have an inferiority complex, and it's going to take a while to change that for these generations.
Well, having a player like Sebastian Giovinco helps because it's ridiculous what he's done. He's the best player that's ever played in this league, right?
By far. I mean, by far. The numbers show that, and just his ability and what he's done in this league show that. I mean, and personally, I don't think TFC gets enough credit for signing him, because I think he's going to be one of the poster childs moving forward for this league for a long time.